NAVEDTRA 14069 Alpha, Engineering Aid Basic, Copyright Navy, BMR.com. Chapter 14. 1. Most typically, the bearing gives the direction of what line? Traverse. 2. What is used as the basic method of establishing direction of a survey line or point? Surveyor's compass. 3. What is the angle between the true meridian and the magnetic meridian? Magnetic declination. 4. What should be applied to correct a compass bearing to a magnetic bearing? Local attraction. 5. What is the most common personal error the observer can make in compass work? Misreading. 6. What is the point at which the LOS, horizontal axis, and the vertical axis of the transit meet called? Instrument center. 7. What is an imaginary point overhead where the extension of the plumb line will intersect an assumed sphere on which the stars appear projected? Zenith. 8. What is the process of establishing the intermediate point on a line known as? Wiggling or ranging in. 9. What is the term commonly used for determining the horizontal location of a point or points with reference to a station or two stations on a traverse line? Tying the point. 10. What is used for locating points close to the control lines? Swing offset. 11. What in surveying denotes the degree of conformity with a standard? Accuracy. 12. What in surveying denotes the degree of refinement in the performance of an operation or in the statement of a result? Precision. 13. Federal agencies control surveys and generally classify surveys into one of how many orders of precision? 4. 14. What is the recommended lubricant for transit moving parts when it is to be used in sub-zero temperatures? Graphite. 15. What is a sequence of lengths and directions of lines between points on the Earth obtained by or from field measurements and used in determining positions of the points? Survey traverse. 16. Temporary traverse station markers are usually 2-inch by 2-inch wooden hubs, how many inches or more in length? 12. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.